Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio introduced her 2010 budget to the city council this morning, a budget nearly 10% smaller than a year ago. In a sobering analysis, the mayor referred to the employee layoffs that began a couple of years ago, but said despite that, the city government has not lost the ability to do any of its essential services.
In total, then, over the past 3 years, we have been faced with cutting $92 million from our budget. And I really think we have to look at this year in the context of that total. Now, we've done it carefully, and we've done it hopefully not in any dramatic fashion, but just in a very careful, strategic fashion. We have cut over the past 3 years 527 positions, 10.5% of our workforce.
Declining property values and tax collections have left the city with a $51 million budget deficit. Iorio detailed how she has addressed that gap.
We have cut operational expenses. We've reduced overtime by 40%. We've reduced vehicle replacements and equipment purchases. We've restricted capital projects. This year, in order to close the budget gap, we have used reserves. Nonetheless, even though we have used a very healthy amount of reserves, we still have our policy in place that 20% of our general fund will be held in reserves.
But before her presentation became too negative, Iorio then recited a dizzying number of projects that are happening in the city, mainly in the downtown region.
With the new Museum of Art and the Children's Museum and the Curtis Hickson Park and the redo of Kylie Gardens and the seawall that's under construction and the construction of Heroes Plaza that we can't wait to open up and how we've brought the Riverwalk all the way down to the channel side so now it wraps around the History Center. And all this is being done in the context of a recession, but that's exactly when you need to be making these kinds of long-term investments in a community.
The mayor also talked about infrastructure projects that will cost money, including over $100 million in water projects and $11 million in wastewater projects. But she grew most serious when discussing the issue of pay raises. There won't be any for city workers this year, after previous years when there have been, even when revenues were dropping. And then she laid out a disturbing trend over the past 3 years.
Between 2007 and 2008, we cut 275 positions, and our payroll budget didn't even really go down. We cut 275 positions, and our budget remained the same. Then between 2008 and 2009, we cut another 107 positions, and our payroll went up $15 million. And now, this year, we cut another 145 positions with no pay increase. That last bar shows no pay increase. And the payroll went up $3 million.
Iorio said the reason that costs have not gone down are due to three factors: pay raises, pension costs, and health care costs. She says that the $274 million payroll general fund is the number that city leaders must try to control, and says that city employees should be able to understand that if they're leveled with.
You always have to be straight with people and tell it like it is. You have to say, look, these are the challenges we have, and we're all in this together. And if we go without a pay increase, then we can save jobs. But if we continue to give a pay increase in these terrible economic times, there will be fewer positions. And I am here to tell you, council members, that while we have been very careful with our number of layoffs and very careful in limiting and in the removal of positions throughout the organization, even vacant positions, we are running out of places to cut.
Iorio ended her presentation by telling council members that with past and possible future constitutional amendments have limited previous revenue sources for local governments in Florida, and those mechanisms aren't returning anytime soon. She says that although the current national recession will end, the shift in how local governments in Florida are funded will not.
We can't continue to act as though a 10.5% reduction in our workforce produces the exact same amount of productivity, because it does not. We can't keep giving our employees the exact same amount of work and new ideas and new projects and so forth and expect that they have the ability to get it all done.
But Mayor Iorio emphasized that there have not been pay cuts or furloughs or reductions in services. City Council members praised Mayor Iorio's tough presentation. Councilmember Linda Salcena.
Particularly for the stewardship over the last 3 years, the fact that our situation, while difficult, isn't dire, is because of the cutting of positions that you began 3 years ago, which means that we're not having to do such draconian cuts right now.
Councilman Charlie Miranda suggested a novel idea on how to deal with escalating health care costs.
That you and your staff get together and see if it's possible, and I think that's been being studied now, where you have your own city clinic for your own city employees to do primary care. I don't mean operations and, that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of doctors in the city that I know, and I've spoken to a few, that are retired, and they're specialists in their area. And guess what I found out? They're bored.
The mayor said she would study the idea. Commissioner Tom Scott said the mayor's optimism during tough times was a demonstration of leadership.
In spite of the hurdles and in spite of the challenges, you always look for a bright side. And so it's very encouraging to see things that are happening, that are moving forward in the city, and to remain optimistic.
The city council will hold public hearings on the budget on September 9th and September 23rd, both Wednesday nights, beginning at 5 p.m. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Mitch Perry.